He says very good. Yim Kane, because if not like this, Nichta Krol and Harveyeh Gabi Murid. Because if not like this, when the Torah wants to tell us, Re'ehu, that you only have to pay if you hit your friend and not if you hit Shal Hegdish, why doesn't the Torah say it by Hegdish, but by Muid? Well, since the Torah only said it by Tam and not by Muid, it means to teach us that the Ptur that you only have to pay a Chatzin Ezek, that is only by Re'ehu when your Shor hits your friend Shor. But when your Shor hits the Shor Shal Hegdish, then you have to pay a Nezek Sholem even by Tam. So that's the Svar of Rav Shimon. Then the Mishnah said that Shor Shal Yisrael, Shenogach Shor Shal Kanani is also Potter. So more so like this, Amri. But here, that even the Tanakam agrees that it's only Potter if our Shor of a Shor Shal Yisrael hits Shal Kanani. But if a Shal Kanani, if a guy a guy that owns a Shor, if his Shor does damage to us, then even though it's a Tam, he has to pay us a Nezek Sholem. So more says, Amri, let's see. Memonashok, like what's going on here? However you look at it. I Re'ehu Davka, if you dash in the word Re'ehu Davka, that you only have to pay if a Jew to a Jew, is so the Kanani Kinogach Yisrael Namelifter. When a Shor belonging to a guy does damage to us, the guy should also be Potter. Because the Torah says the word Re'ehu. You only have to pay if he's Re'ehu, not if he's not Re'ehu. Not if he's a guy. Elo, what do you want to tell me? Be Re'ehu Lavdavka, if you tell me you don't dash in the word Re'ehu to be Maya to guy. No, if so, I feel the Yisrael ki nogach the Kanani nechayiv. Even when a Jewish shor hits a shor belonging to a guy, we should also have to pay then. Like, how do you get the right to say, we're potter if we hit a guy? But if a guy hits us, he's chayiv. Is the word Re'ehu Davka or not? So Gemara answers, Omar Rabbi Yavua, Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, Omad vayimoided, he got up and he measured, Eretz the land, Roy he saw, vayate goyim. And like he was matter, he freed like the goyim. What does that mean? Roh sheva mitzvahs shekiblu aleihem b'nei noach. Like Hashem saw the seven mitzvahs that b'nei noach, the goyim, was supposed to mekabel upon himself. Now kivan shalei kaimu, since they did not do the mitzvahs, they weren't mekayim the mitzvahs, these seven mitzvahs, is omad v'hitem emoinim l'Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a special halacha here that he was matir their moment to Yisrael, that the goyish money belongs to us. So therefore, I call upon him when we do damage to a guy, we're potter from paying. So Rashi and Tosfos doesn't fix that like this. It doesn't mean to say we're allowed to take away all the money. So Poshim, this Gemara's mashma, like Hashem took away all the money of the guy and gave it to us. So we're allowed to walk over to a guy and stand steal all his money. The Tosfos about that's not what the Gemara means. Tosfos, second Tosfos. Omaz v'hitim amayinu Yisrael, mashma davka binyan zeh. Only in such a case do we dash in this svara to say that if we do damage to a guy, we don't have to pay him. Only v'nizeh shenogach shor shalonu, shor shalhem, that if our shor does damage to them, they will potter. L'mandiyam perek basru agez l'knani yosva nicha, alamandiyam amuta kosher. That really it's a machlokes we'll see in the end of the Masechta. That if shalom it's awesome with the right to steal from a guy. See, if you learn it's awesome with the right to steal from a guy, it's very good. Then this Gemara here, it's only mashm, it's only mutter that if we do damage to them, if our shor does damage to them, we're potter, we don't have to pay. But that's only because the shor did damage. But if we did damage, if we steal from them, we do have to pay. But according to the other man, the Yomnes, mashm, we're allowed to steal from them, then it's shver, because this Gemara here, it's mashm, it is only a ptur, we don't have to pay if we do damage to them. But mashm, though, we're not allowed to steal from them. And according to that man, the Yomnes, we're even allowed to steal from them. So we'll see about this later on. I call upon him here at Smashm, clearly it's only mutter that if your shor does damage to a guy, we're potter, we don't have to pay him. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Mihach, Rabbi Yechanan says we know this far from this pasuk. The pasuk in Devarim says, Hoyfiyah mehaporin, he shined out from haporin. That means meporin from porin by Hasinai is Hoyfiyah mehmoinul Yisrael. He was like mafka their moment, he gave their moment to us. Rashi says, Hoyfiyah means gilam mehmoinul vetiron, meporin kishasiva vechzer atar akol umois. When Hashem first went around to give out the Torah to all the other goyim, and they didn't want to accept it, at that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu like was mafkir their mom and gave their mom to us. So again, in the same type of a case, it means that if we do damage to them, we're potter from pain. Tani Nam Yochu, we learn like this also. That Shor Shal Yisrael, Shenodach Shor Shal Kanani Potter. If our Shor does damage to a goyish Shor, we're potter from pain. But the opposite way, Shorsha Kanani Shinoy or Shorsha Yisrael, Ben Tam Ben Murid, Mishal Nezek Shalom. But if a Goyish Shor does damage to us, whether it's a Tam or whether it's a Nezek, Medra Murid, he has to pay us Nezek Shalom. Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Omad Vayimoydid, he got up and he measured, Eretz the land, Ro Vayate Goyim. That he was Matta the Goyim means their moment like his Mutter to us. That means they have to pay us and we don't have to pay them. The Yomer, a second Pasuk says, like we just had, Haifiya Mehaporin, he shined out from Haporin. For the Gemara, my the Yomer, what do we have to have these two Pasukim for? Tichitayman, maybe you tell me like this. Hi, Omad Vayimoydid Eretz. You know what the first pasuk means, that he stood up and he measured out the land. And vayate goyim, maybe vayate goyim does not mean that he freed their money. But rather maybe me boil the liquor to Rav Masna. Maybe we need it like Rav Masna, could Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef. Like we'll soon see what they mean. But I call upon him, maybe we need this for a different drasha. Toshma, therefore come in here, I'll bring another pasuk. And the pasuk says, Hoyfiyah meha poron, that me poron from poron by Hasinai, Hoyfiyah me mayna Yisrael. That's when the Goyim did not accept the Torah, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed their money to us, said now if they do damage to us, they have to pay us a Nezek Shalom, and if we do damage to them, we're part of the Gamri. Now the Gemara says, "My the Rav Masna, what's Rav Masna's halacha? What do you mean, maybe need the Pasuk, Vayate Goyim, for what Rav Masna says? The Yomer Rav Masna, because Rav Masna says like this, that the Pasuk means like this, Omad Vayimoydeid Eretz, raw. What does that mean? My raw, what did Hashem see? Raw, sheva, mitzvah, shenetztavu, leim, b'nei noich. He saw the seven mitzvahs that was given to the Goyim for loy kimum, and they were not mekayim, they didn't listen to it. Is Omad, right away Hashem got up, v'higlo oysom me'alad mosom, and he threw the Goyim out from the land, from Eretz Yisrael. Me'alad mosom, from their lands. So Rashi says, oysom means kagoyin, kaftorim ha'yotzim mi'kaftorim. Kagoyin of the seyer, yoshvev achorim. A lot of different nations were thrown out from Eretz Israel. My master, how do we see? Tahai vayate lishim de gluyahu. So here vayate goyim means that Hashem made them move. He made the goyim move from their place. De gluyahu. Kisiv hoch, because here it says vayate goyim. Oksiv hosim, a posting vayikra says lenata bem aloris, like to jump over the land. Well, we targum over there, lekaftza b'hoin alayya, to jump over the land. To see lenata means like vayata, to jump away from the land. So that's what just means, that when Hashem saw the goyim would not be mekayim to share the mitzvahs, Hashem threw them out from their lands of Eretz Israel. That's Rav Masna. So therefore, maybe the pasuk of vayata goyim goes for this. That's why we have the second pasuk of hoyfiyah meha poron. From there we see that Hashem like was mater, freed their money to us. Now, my dear Rabbi Yosef, what does Rabbi Yosef darshan? The Yom Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef darshan is like this. Omad, the pasuk says, Omad, he stood up, vayimoydeid eretz, raw. What does it mean? My raw, what did he see? Raw Hashem saw sheva mitzvah shekiblu aleim b'nei noyach v'leikimum. He saw the seven mitzvahs they were supposed to accept upon themselves, and they didn't listen to it. Omad, so right away, he got up, v'hetirun lehem, and he was mad to them, as if to say they don't have to do it anymore. So for the Gemara is, Gura Yisko, should they gain on the deal? What kind of svar is that? Since that they're doing Averus, they weren't listening, that's why now the Torah Hashem should be mad to them, should make it free for them. In came of so, Metzinu Chayta Niska, we see if somebody does a chet, does rule, he gains on the deal. That's not a svara. So therefore the pshat is like this. Oma ma brei derav no, loimer means teaches us like this. Shafilo mekayim minoysan, that from now on, even if the goyim will be mekayim, will do their seven mitzvahs, and mekavam aleihem schar, they won't receive reward anymore. That's what it meant to say. Hashem freed their reward. For the Gemara of Eloi, they're not going to receive any reward. Is that true? V'latanya will learn like this. Rabbi Meir says, Mina yin shafilo nochri v'yosik v'atayra shu kekayin god that God learns Torah. He's like sitting like a Kohen Gadol. Even though it's also for him to learn Torah. Yeah. Even though it's also, we can't teach the Goyim, but Goyim himself learns the Torah, does the Torah. Nay Shafil Noch, reverse the Torah, Shul Kohen Gadol. The Torah could mean his Sheva Mitzvahs. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Ashayasa Oysam Odom V'chai Behem. A person that does the Torah, he'll live with it, he'll be Zeicher with it. Now, Kahanim Levim Yisrael Lenem, but the pasuk doesn't say only if a Kohen or Levi Yisrael learns Torah. Elo Adam, the pasuk says Asher Yasa Oisam Adam, Mashmi anybody, even a guy. Holo Marata, from here we learn out Shafilu Nochri, even a guy. For Yosef Patera that learns Torah, ready to Kohen Gadol, is called like a Kohen Gadol. So call upon him Yisiluchur will get reward. So how could you say now he's not going to get reward? So Marin says Amri, yes. Amri in, yes. Mekaba Malayim Schar, Saka true. Even now, if the Goyim do their Sheva Mitzvahs, they'll receive reward. But what type of reward? Kimitsuva V'yosa, Avo Kimi, Elok, no, Amri means like this. Ein Mekaba Malayim Schar, Kimitsuva V'yosa, they won't receive reward anymore. Like somebody that's commanded to do these Mitzvahs, Ella, but rather only Kimi Sheina Mitsuva V'yosa. Only like somebody that's not mitzvah, not responsible for doing the mitzvahs. That's what it means. Like Hashem took away the reward means that before when the goyim did the sheva mitzvahs, they were mechuyif to do it. So if they do it, they receive reward like somebody that has an obligation to do them. But then Hashem saw they weren't doing it, so he took away that. What does it mean he took it away? That now if you do it, it's considered like you're not mitzvah to do it. And therefore you won't receive so much reward. The Yomer Rabbi Chanina, always says that Godol haMitzuba v'Yoseh Yoseh m'Mishayin haMitzuba v'Yoseh. Someone that has a tzibur, has an obligation, is mechuyif to do the mitzvahs, he'll receive much more reward than somebody that does the mitzvahs that doesn't have a chiyuv to do it. Because if you potter from it, there's no yetzer to tell you not to do it. So therefore, you don't receive that much reward. So by the goyim also, even if they'll do the mitzvahs now, the sheva mitzvahs, they won't receive that much reward. All right, turn over. Yeah, but I call upon him, that's trying our mission though, when these took him, that a special pasuk Hashem was matter their money, therefore they have the raw deal, the goyim. That if we do damage to them, we're potter, but if they do damage to us, even a tam has to pay, nezik shalom. Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. Ukvar sholcho malchus roimi, the kingdom of Rome, send shnei sadyutais, two soldiers, eitzel chachmi Yisrael. They send two soldiers to the chachmi Yisrael. And they told them, "Lamaduni teraschem, I want you to teach us your Torah." So Karu v'Shon of the Shosa taught it once, twice, three times. They taught them the whole Torah. B'Shas Petirosim, when these two soldiers were leaving, Amru lehem, they said like this: "Didaknu b'chol teraschem, we checked over your whole Torah. V'yemesu, and everything you taught us is true. Chutz midav is there. There's only one thing we don't understand. We have a question on. Shatim oimrim that you say shosha Yisrael shenagah shosha kanani potter. That if a Jewish shah does damage to a goyish shah, you're potter. But the opposite way, shal kanani shenagah shosha Yisrael ben tam bemud mishal nezek shalom. That's what Yisrael Gal Mishnah says. That if a goyish shah does damage to a Jew, he has to pay even a tam nezek shalom. On this day, yes, back memanoshach. What's going on here? If you dash in the pasuk, your friend, the Jew, afil the Kanani kinogach the Israel lifter. Even when a Gaisha one hits a shell, a Jewish one, he should also be potter. Torah says reyayu, not when a guy does damage. V'yi reyayu lavdafti. They don't dash in the word reyayu. So then, afil the Israel kinogach the Kanani lechayiv. Even when a Jewish shor does damage to a Gaisha, also we should have to pay. So what kind of svar is this? So this we don't understand. But they said over, still v'dovah zeh ein anu maydi noisa l'machus. But this question we won't tell over to the king. Like, we'll be nice to you, the Jews, and we won't tell this over to the king. The vice says, this much the goyim couldn't understand. And Masam the goyim, the Jews didn't want to tell this to the goyim. Then they'll get all excited about this inyan, what we just said, Pshan the Mishnah. That the psukim said that Hashem took away the money from the goyim. This much they didn't want to tell the goyim.
Now, Tais has asked the question over here, Vim Taima, for Arminim Mechagiga, Hamalamet, Terlovi, Kechovim, Oiver, BSA, the Magad of Yaakov, that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy? So, how come over here the Jews taught the Torah to the two guyim? The Yeshleim Tais says, the Bakorcha also, Pidivri Hamoshal, they were forced to do it. And therefore they weren't Machuy to give up their life for this. So that's why they were forced to teach them Torah, they did it. In Amitai says also Atzmam Gerim Kedise Besifri the Parashaf of Chayvavamim. They made themselves this; they were Gerim. Now the Gemara says vital like this: that Rav Shmuel by Yehuda Shchiva Leibrati. Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, his daughter was Nifta, so he was sitting Shiva for his daughter. So the Rabbonin of Bovel came to Ula and said, "Kum nezel menachmei, come in and let's be menachem Bovel by Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda." So Ula said back to these Rabbonin, "My isli gave nechamta de Bavloi. What do I have to do to give nechama be menachem Bovel with these Rabbonin from Bovel? Te gidufu." Rashi is mashma kalfi mala. They're like say bad things against Hashem. Hashem is angry with them. The Yamri, because these rabbonim say the expression is mayefshe lemevet. What could we do? So it's mashma hoefshe lemevet. If they could do something avdi, they would have done it. That's not nice. Like, you can't say against what Hashem does, we could have done something. We can't do against whatever Hashem wants it to happen. So the Maister was a koponim that Ozel hu luchudei gabei. He Ula went in by himself to be Menachem Ovel. And how is he Menachem Ovel? He said like this. Omele, he said like this. The Pasuk says, "Vayemir Hashem Eli al totzer es moyev yatiska ba mechama." Don't go to have mechama against moyev. So the question is, v'chima olo adaito shemay shalasas mechama shalei brishus? How come it entered Moshe Rabbeinu's mind to have mechama against moyev without permission from Hashem? El, or rather, the svar was like this: that nosa Moshe kabuchaymen biyatzme. Moshe Rabbeinu made a kabuchaymen by himself, and he said, "Omer," he said like this. Oma midyonim shloi bo elo lazer es moyev madach by the midyonim. They only came to help out moyev. They were only the helpers. Omru, Torah, the Torah says, "Sores a midyonim, go have mechama, go fight against midyonim." Vekisa moysam and hit them.